In New York today, the former CEO of Adelphia Communications was arrested and charged with defrauding company shareholders. John Regas founded the cable TV company 50 years ago. Two of his sons were also arrested. Together, they're accused of borrowing billions of dollars from the company while using a variety of schemes to conceal the loans from investors. NPR's Jack Speer has this report.
When the one-time chairman and chief executive officer of Adelphia Communications was hauled into the back of a waiting government sedan this morning, he showed little emotion. The white-haired former executive who founded the company in 1952 was driven away in handcuffs. At a news conference after the arrest, Stephen Cutler, head of the Securities and Exchange Commission's Enforcement Division, said the case against John Regas and others at Adelphia is a particularly egregious example of corporate fraud.
This case presents a deeply troubling and all too familiar picture of greed and deception at a large public company.
Government officials this morning arrested not only John Regas, but also two of his sons, as well as two former executives with the company. Assistant Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson said the Regas family used the company as a personal piggy bank, hiding nearly $2.3 billion in liabilities from investors. The government contends the family used that money to cover stock losses, buy luxury apartments, even to build an 18-hole golf course.
Together with their co-conspirators and senior management, the complaint alleges that members of the Regas family that controlled Adelphia systematically looted the corporation. In less than 4 years, the complaint alleges they stole hundreds of millions of dollars and through their fraud caused losses to investors of more than $60 billion.
In addition to the criminal case, officials and the company itself also face civil charges, and the SEC's Stephen Cutler says the alleged fraud continued even after the company admitted to overstating earnings.
Even after Adelphia's March 27 disclosure that it had kept more than $2 billion in debt off of its balance sheet, and after Adelphia was aware of the commission's investigation, the defendants continued their fraud. In press releases approved by John Regas, Timothy Regas, Michael Regas, and James Regas, Adelphia misrepresented the scope and effect of the impact of the off-balance sheet loans.
Along with possible prison time, the government says it will seek to force company officials to give back all ill-gotten gains. The SEC will also seek to bar the defendants from ever again running a public company. The SEC's Stephen Cutler says the speed with which the government acted in this case shows it is moving swiftly to deal with cases of corporate wrongdoing.
This case exemplifies the commission's and the federal government's determination to react quickly and forcefully to financial fraud at public companies, and our desire to ensure that officials who perpetrate such fraud will not profit from the behavior and will never again have the opportunity to misuse their positions as corporate officers and directors.
Jeffrey Kagan, an independent telecommunications analyst, says the fact people are being arrested and could wind up going to prison is important in helping to restore the faith of investors.
This is exactly what people need to see. This is exactly what the investment community needs to see right now to help rebuild confidence. There's got to be a cop with a gun at the corner making sure the bad guys don't steal our stuff.
If convicted on all of the criminal charges, each defendant faces a possible maximum sentence of up to 100 years behind bars. A U.S. judge today set bail at $10 million apiece for the Regas family members. Adelphia, the nation's sixth largest cable company, filed for bankruptcy last month. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.